Yesterday was International Nurses Day. The event is held every year on May 12th to honor the birthday of Florence Nightingale, the founding mother of modern nursing. As we close out National Nurses Week, one group of Lansing area nurses is marking a bittersweet occasion. For the past 95 years, alumni from the E.W. Sparrow School of Nursing have held a reunion to reflect on old times, but this one will be their last. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more. Kevin, why is this tradition coming to an end?
Mark, quite simply, the alumni are getting older. The E.W. Sparrow School of Nursing opened back in 1901 on Michigan Avenue in Lansing, and it trained mostly women on site for 60 years. Yesterday, I met one of the last nurses to go through the program. Bonnie Clark is from the Sparrow class of 1960, the year before the school closed, and we talked about her long and rewarding career.
I practiced for 48 years, mostly in maternal and child health.
So does that mean you witnessed and helped a lot of babies come into the world?
A lot of babies, helped a lot of moms during their pregnancies.
You attended the Edward W. Sparrow School of Nursing, which no longer exists. You were part of the class of 1960. The school actually closed the next year, 1961.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about this piece of Lansing history, about this school that some people maybe have never even known existed.
That's right. A lot of people don't realize that there is a school of nursing that was open from 1901 until 1961 and graduated 1,017 nurses. And many of them served in World War I, World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam. Some went to the Peace Corps. Others went on to mission fields. But when you think of 1,000 or more hands giving on-site care to people, that's a lot of nurses.
It was a dorm setting at the school. What was that type of camaraderie like for you each day as a student?
We had a three-year program at that time where we lived next to the hospital. And our instructors came there, and we did a lot of clinical experience at Sparrow. It was a community, and everybody looked out for each other. If you were in the dorm or if you were in the hospital and you had a big sis that was a year ahead of you, she made sure that you felt comfortable in your assignment and with the kind of patients that you were caring for. And there was a real feeling of unity among the nurses. And I always have said that Sparrow graduates were the greatest ambassador for Sparrow Hospital, because we were so fiercely loyal to them.
I'm talking with Bonnie Clark, who is a 1960 graduate of the Sparrow School of Nursing. It was a facility run by the Sparrow Health System for 60 years, from 1901 to 1961. And this weekend, Sparrow's Nursing School is having its 95th and final reunion. Bonnie, you have been to many of these reunions over the years. What has that been like to see some of your, as you say, sister nurses who went before you and learned about their stories and their lives? What has that meant to you?
Well, it's always great to get together and talk about our experiences that we had here at Sparrow. And it's a little bittersweet to say this is our last one. But we voted a few years ago to not ever let anyone forget about the School of Nursing and started a scholarship to advance the education for nurses that work at Sparrow presently. And that will be our legacy, to help our sister nurses or the fellows in nursing to increase their education and thereby give better patient care.
What actually compelled you, Bonnie, to be a nurse in the first place? At the time you came into the profession, it was almost exclusively a female field, and at a time when there weren't many professions open to women aside from nursing.
It was an easy choice for me because I really knew that I wanted to be a nurse. And I knew that I wanted to work with moms and babies. And it was a wonderful career for me.
What was a memorable time in your career? Is there a story or two that really stands out, whether from school or in your career? Again, as you said, you've seen a lot of babies being born.
Well, I knew I wanted to see that baby being born. That was what I was really waiting for. And the first time I was allowed to be in the delivery for a baby's birth, I was marked right then. I knew that's where I wanted to spend the rest of my career. Then I went on and became a nurse practitioner and worked with many women over the course of the years and made many wonderful friends.
Bonnie, you've brought some artifacts from your career with you. I'm looking here at the very distinctly shaped nurse's hat. Tell me about your hat.
Well, we always wore our caps. And there was a real discipline back then about how you looked. And you would have never had shoes that weren't polished and well cared for. And we had our own cap that was distinctive to Sparrow School of Nursing, our own pin, and our capes, which we wore at all times going to and from the hospital.
Because there was really a public image to maintain.
That's right. And we would never have done anything to bring a bad name back onto our hospital. So we were very conscientious of how we looked, how we behaved, you know, whenever we were out representing the hospital.
Today I'm picturing nurses in scrubs. That's pretty much standard uniform. Was there such thing as scrubs in the 60s?
Only in the OR.
Can you describe your cape? It's beautiful.
It's a federal blue, and it comes almost to the ankles with a bright red wool lining on the inside. And it has the initials of Sparrow Hospital on the top, and then our names were initialed into the inside of it.
It is in magnificent shape. You have taken very good care of it over the years.
I have. It's very special to me.
Also, you have a lamp here that looks like it's essentially it's a candle with a lampstand, copper, it looks like. It's reminiscent of the Florence Nightingale era of the 19th century.
Right, and that's what we carried when we got our caps. Our capping ceremony was held, and we really look forward to being able to have a cap to wear. And that happened after our first 6 months in training. There were a lot of traditions back then, and I'm not so sure that there are in nursing now so much.
This will be the final reunion, the 95th reunion for the Sparrow Nursing School. This is an era of Lansing history, an era of your life that is coming to a close.
It makes me sad, but I am really happy that we have this scholarship in place, that we feel that we will still be involved in nursing because we want to advance Sparrow's nurses to be better educated and thereby give better care. You never know when you're going to be a patient and that you would benefit from that. So it's bittersweet.
Bonnie Clark is a retired nurse and a 1960 graduate of the Edward W. Sparrow School of Nursing, which operated in Lansing for about 60 years. This weekend, Bonnie and her fellow nurses are having their 95th and final reunion of the nursing school. Bonnie, thank you for sharing your memories. Also, thank you for bringing some of your souvenirs.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery. I see.